Here's some common mistakes to avoid. I think some of it, some people, it's very obvious, but you'll be amazed how many people get too general. And I'll show you some examples later that kind of is what's not too general. Too general is like saying things like, I'm great at delivering projects. Well, that's kind of very subjective, and there's nothing to measure it by, and it's kind of empty words. So you don't want to be too general. You also don't want to complain, right? Some people start, I've been working day and night on projects. And sometimes the way you say it can come across like you're just either can't manage your time or you're just like so dedicated to work. But it may kind of work against you. You can say I'm passionate and dedicated to delivering results. It's different than saying I work a lot and I have to work on weekends. I mean, it becomes like focus less on those details and focus on, well, what is the value of you to the company and what are you trying to work on?
Correct. Agree. So you're saying that first question back to general what you said, right? I have seen the people here in my current project. What happened, the person who manages off, he's very good example for two general complaints. I can say like he always says he's a very great, and I know he doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. But even he say like I do everything and all the credits of our work, he says like he's doing, and he's a direct point of contact with client.
Does he report to you?
No, he doesn't report to me. He directly report to client. And we have like second layer.
But so, you're saying he's claiming credit for things that he doesn't actually do.
He takes credits, whatever we do, right? The credits, all credits he takes. And he said like he's doing, and he's a great, and he is very, like he's dedicated to work, and he works day and night, everything. And all us, even all are bad examples, but and the client also impressed with me, with him. And that's very awkward with this current client.
Now, does his client believe him? Well, I think so. Let me try to understand this, because I'm in some ways we're focused on your self-evaluation, but I think your comment is, well, how do I compare myself with someone else on the team who's always serving the client, but they're kind of bragging, almost stretching the truth of what they can do.
Correct.
And
yeah.
And in some ways you have to ask yourself, you're always going to be working for companies and with colleagues that has a moral line that's a little bit more gray than yours. That's some ways how I term it. And whether you want to cross that line either to call them out or to stretch the truth about what you do, it kind of depends on your values. Because a lot of times there's unfairness in the workplace everywhere. There's people that are really half as qualified and more good at bragging, and therefore they get promoted for jobs that you can do much better than they can. And that's just how corporate works. And if you're in a company where leaders are blind to true skill sets, you can't fight against that unless you either become that other person that you dislike or you leave because you don't really respect leadership who promotes people who really can't do anything. Right? At the end of the day, you got to decide whether you want to become the other person that's getting all the credit and whether you're okay with, you know, doing what they do or whether you could really – and do you really respect the leaders that kind of can be blinded by that kind of emptiness? It's not an easy choice, right? I think there's definitely leadership in companies that are less than perfect, that are easily kind of blinded by somebody's short-term show and dance of something. So this is why I think you can't control what that person does. This session is very much about what you can do and whether you choose to do things that is similar to what they do. Now, even if they say work day and night, this is personal opinion. When I see people say that, they're just bragging about either they're just such hardworking people. I focus much more as a leader on the results people deliver. I don't need FaceTime. If you can do it in 8 hours versus somebody else can do it in 15, I rather prefer the person in 8 hours in my leadership teams, because I'm not trying to burn people out and have them become workaholics. That's just not the type of company I want to work for. And so you got to kind of decide. And that's why when I give an example of, hey, working day and night isn't it in itself a strength. It sometimes can be a weakness if you're inefficient, versus a strength is something where you are results oriented. You are quality driven. You will, you know, prioritize and do what it takes to achieve something. And then you put down the result. Like we were able to grab, you know, manage an unexpected hiccup in a project launch at the last minute, within 2 weeks, fix something that seemed to derail the project and still launch on time. Now that still implies that you work probably day or night, but the focus is really on what the company got out of it. And I find that to be more professional versus like the how that people do. And this, it's a cultural thing, right? Some companies, you have to gauge whether you have to put down how many hours you work. And that, if that's a badge of honor in that company, you might have to choose to do that in your self-evaluation. But you also have to ask yourself, do you want to work for a company that really counts the number of hours you work and how hard you work? Or whether you want to work for a company that really want to focus on what kind of things you can deliver for your team, for the company, and for the customer.
Perfect, perfect. I think I got your idea behind this. I got it. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. I think we started touching on too humble, right? I think too humble is a typical overachiever. I may even stereotype and say a lot of Asians are too humble. It's in our culture to be humble. And if you're raised, even in some religious cultures, I think there's, you know, need to be humbleness. It's not just to Asians, but there's a lot of people who are very, very smart, but never brag. It's almost like they don't even share the good stuff they achieve, not alone stretch the truth. And I would say in a competitive environment where there's definitely people that you describe that will claim credit where they didn't even do anything, you gotta at least be competitive and really toot your own horn, because this is the time to do it. And frankly, they're asking you to do and claim what you've achieved. Don't be humble here.
Okay.
Verbose. We'll touch on this a little bit, but verboseness is very much people scan self-evaluations. I recommend bullets. I recommend bolding. I recommend sectioning. Just so it gets across what you're trying to say. If you write too much what I call prose, people get lost in the sentence. They don't know what you're trying to share. So don't get too verbose. The best way I was thinking about preparing for this call, and one of the best ways I thought about comparing this to is, it's kind of like writing a detailed version of a section of your resume, really, in a self-evaluation. You're really kind of, just like your resume is trying to sell your entire experience to a company, your self-evaluation is selling kind of your last year's experience to your leadership and to whoever will read this in the future if you change roles within a company, right? So in a way, you want to kind of be crisp about it. You want to be results-oriented. You want to kind of claim the credit of the results. You want to highlight your skills. And the last thing, the difference between this and a resume, you would never really put on your resume your development area. That's not typical on a resume. But self-evaluations, I think they expect that nobody's perfect, right? You can't say, I only have strength. I have nothing to develop, because frankly, then you will never evolve to the next level. So it's important to have development area and to highlight those and agree with those with your manager to make sure that they are the type of things you should be developing that sort of gets you to the next level of promotion or your next level of skill development. Any questions?
I think I'm good on this one. I think I'm really appreciative on this one. I got your...
Okay.